All right, so SNAP, it stands for Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, used to be known as food stamps. I was on it years and years ago, decades ago, when we were young and very poor. Good program. So before I talk about what's happening at the federal level, at the state level, I mean, various states are doing similar things, but Governor Reynolds, Iowa Governor Reynolds, just announced last week that the Secretary of the USDA, Brooke Rollins, had very quickly, in fact, approved Iowa's request for a waiver that would exempt certain foods from SNAP. That specifically, so as of January 1 of next year, Iowans who use SNAP won't be able to buy candy, pop, carbonated beverages. And Reynolds, I'll quote Reynolds, says, she says, quote, "Soaring obesity rates have brought our nation and state to a crossroads. To promote healthy eating and protect future generations from disease, and to ensure SNAP fulfills its core function, we need a change." You know, I couldn't agree more. I don't think people should be buying candy or pop or carbonated beverages, whether it's with SNAP benefits or with whatever they got in their pocket. I mean, this stuff is toxic. It's toxic, and I think it's junk food. It's ultra-processed stuff. We shouldn't be buying it. But you can't just tell somebody in a free society, I can't point my finger and say, you are not allowed to buy Dr. Pepper. You know, you can't do that. But what we can do is stop subsidizing junk food. And when you look at subsidizing junk food, unfortunately, and I say unfortunately because this starts affecting my farmer friends, you're going to have to look at crop subsidies. You know, a lot of junk food is sweetened with high fructose corn syrup. You've also got sugar beets. You've also got soybeans. These crops are heavily subsidized, and that makes that junk food more affordable. You know, if you took away all the subsidies, all the taxpayer handouts, you know, that a lot of that junk food would not be affordable. It'd be expensive. Again, I hear my buddy Gary, Ed, you don't care about Iowa farmers. Well, actually, I do, Gary, a lot, and about farmers generally. And if the change in how we incentivize food production were done quickly, yeah, it would absolutely hurt Iowa farmers and other farmers. So we've got to do this gradually. But instead of doing it gradually, and we've known about obesity and heart disease and diabetes. We've known about this, and we've known about the connection to diet for a long, long time. But instead of gradually making that shift away from the subsidies that make it possible to purchase these foods that cause these problems, we continue to move in the wrong direction. And so we need a gradual shift in the right direction, away from subsidizing the wrong crops, and instead we need to provide incentives to grow foods that, okay, and I'm going to go ahead and put this back on Governor Reynolds, quote, promote healthy eating and protect future generations from disease. So yeah, I don't have any trouble with saying that, hey, if you're going to use SNAP benefits, you can't purchase really, really bad foods. But it's a bit hypocritical, and it's certainly certainly inconsistent if that's as far as you want to go. If Governor Reynolds really means that we ought to be promoting healthy eating and protect future generations from disease, we would take this a lot further. To be clear, though, a lot of what's behind this is not a genuine concern about the health of people. It's about beating up on poor people, and especially poor working people, because, you know, what is it? 74% of all SNAP participants have worked within the past 12 months before receiving the benefits. So, you know, it's not like these are people just sitting around at home watching soap operas and popping bonbons. You know, they're out working. But, you know, a lot of jobs don't pay enough to make ends meet. And so, you know, in the meantime, while governors like Kim Reynolds are looking for those exemptions so that, you know, SNAP benefits can't purchase bad foods, the Republicans in Congress, in the federal level, they want to cut the program itself by 30%. And I believe they, 30% cut is already in the bill that passed the House. So, you know, the reality is coming out here, folks. They aren't really concerned about obesity and diabetes and making sure people are healthy. They don't like the poor. they want to cut this program as much as possible.